Skincare experts and dermatologists have often touted the benefits of indoor humidity as essential for healthy, glowing skin. But did you know dry air can start to harm your skin in as little as 30 minutes? For years, many people have relied on humidifiers for better skin, sleep, and overall wellness. But traditional models? Bulky, mold-prone, and difficult to maintain. That's where Canopy Humidifier comes in. Recommended by leading dermatologists, Canopy is a completely reimagined humidifier designed to elevate any space, offering the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's clean moisture combats dryness, dullness, and fine lines while strengthening the skin's barrier and boosting the effectiveness of topical skincare products. With its sleek design, Canopy is the cleanest and easiest humidifier on the market. With its unique technology, cleaning is as easy as popping it in the dishwasher. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code PODCAST at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Your skin will thank you.
Hey, Grow Squad, how you doing? Hope that you're doing well. Hope that you're having a wonderful, wonderful week. And I hope that you're safe. Let's pray. I want to talk to you for a minute. God, thank you for today. Thank you for this time. Give us insight and not just information. Amen. You know, a couple weeks ago, I was not amazed or stunned or surprised. But got the news, of course, as we all did, that Jesse Jackson had passed away. Now, it's interesting because, you know, as newer generations, as generations, you know, move on and move ahead and new leaders arise, which is nothing wrong. That's the cycle of life. Sometimes we forget leaders from back in the day, right? And for me, growing up in the South, I grew up in a little town in Louisiana where we didn't see a whole lot of people that looked like me on television or doing things that for us were like out of this world, right? And so, you know, of course, we celebrate, you know, when different individuals rise to the occasion and they defeat the odds and they come through and they do something that is, you know, just abnormal, right? And when Jesse Jackson ran for president, I was a little boy, right? I ran twice. The first time I was younger than the second time, of course. But one of the things that as they were playing and replaying some of his famous talks and speeches, excuse me, one thing that I kept hearing through social media, through clips that were being played in different places, his mantra, his two main mantras that have always stuck with me is, number one, I am somebody. And number two, he would always say, keep hope alive. And for a man who was born in Greenville, South Carolina, moved to Chicago and really came into prominence with his different grassroots movements, for him to keep that mindset through defeat, realizing I am somebody. And I may be talking to you right now. And today we just going to talk, because in life, you and I are always up against something. And the funny thing about life is sometimes we're up against stuff that people don't even know. They have no clue that we're up against something. They have no clue what we're up against because we know how to wear it well. Like growing up as a kid, you never knew your mother had money problems unless she told you. You never knew grandma was having money problems unless she told you. Sometimes when lights were off and they would light a candle in the house, you thought it was just a special evening. You ain't know the lights were off. And some people just wear it well. And in this time in which we're living in, and different things are happening all around us, I want to echo what Jesse Jackson said. And I want to encourage you to remind yourself every single day that I am somebody. Some of you may be in relationships where the other person is not treating you the way you should be treated. Remind yourself, I am somebody. You may be a child in a home where you're not celebrated, right? You're not told that you are going to be this, that, or the other. You're not encouraged to do well. And listen, remind yourself every single day, I am somebody. Of course, Jesse Jackson being a Baptist minister, of course, I was drawn to his presence, right? His command of the desk, the microphone, right? As I'm on this microphone now, I'm reflecting back just on how, not even eloquent, just how in command and how sure he was, how confident he was of the message that he was relaying. And every day I want you to remind yourself, because when you walk out your house, your apartment, wherever you reside, as you face the world that's in front of you, whether it be working for yourself, whether it be trying to market yourself, whether it be working at a company, whatever it is, you got to have the utmost confidence to be successful in the world in which we live in right now. So remind yourself of your value, of your importance, and of the humbling reality that you are somebody. And number two, even when you're down on hope, try your best to keep hope alive. Now, how do you keep hope alive when there is no hope? Because one of the things I did growing up, you know, when we would be faced with challenging times. And again, I'm not sitting here trading war stories with somebody saying that we were worse off than somebody else. When times were challenging for my context, the way that I would keep hope alive, right, in my heart, in my mind, I would think about a brighter day ahead. And sometimes, no matter where you listen to this podcast from, man, I had a brother shout out to me the other day and told me that he heard my podcast Behind Bars. Man, shout out, man. You just never know what place or position people might be in when they come across a message that you have for them. So wherever you are, keep hope alive. Remind yourself that what you're going through right now. In fact, there's a scripture that I always remind myself of, and that is that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And what that imagery still does for me is reminds me of the reality that, hey, even though I may cry myself to sleep, even though stuff may not be as great as I desire it to be, the sun's going to rise in the morning. And I'll have another shot and another chance, another opportunity to take another stab at whatever it is that's in front of me. So again, this is not an episode or an epilogue about Jesse Jackson per se. But as clips were being played of his life, clips were being played of his story. Now, was Jesse Jackson perfect? There are some people who are like, man, Jesse Jackson supported this, that, or the other. I'm at a place now in my life where even if somebody doesn't support something or support something that I don't support, that doesn't mean that I cannot point out the great things about their life, about their journey, and about their story. I would encourage you, if you're stuck on that, I would encourage you to take your maturity to another level, all right? Because all of us, even your superheroes, aren't perfect. Even people that you think are squeaky clean, they're not squeaky clean. But you still love the great things about them. There's funny things about, I would, people would often talk about how great Michael Jordan was. And, you know, if you were ever in a room where people were trash talking about who the greatest was or Michael Jordan's game versus Isaiah Thomas or whomever, people would always try to bring up Michael Jordan's personal life. I'm like, man, that doesn't diminish the fact that he dropped 60 on your head, right? The fact that he was gambling two nights before in Las Vegas, that doesn't negate the fact that he had a triple-double against your team. Oh, but he did this. He did. Okay, got you. I'm not a champion of the stuff that you're saying is not positive. I'm a champion of the stuff that we're talking about right now that's relevant to this conversation. And for Jesse Lewis Jackson, you know, people would love to bring up different things about his life, about his story. But those two sentiments. And let me say this while I'm here. Because we're human, some of you right now, you've been done wrong by someone, right? Someone may have crossed you. Someone may have said something or done something, or maybe someone you looked up to had a misstep in life. We've got to learn how to forgive people. We got to learn how to remember that one bad chapter ain't the whole book. We got to understand that, hey, just because somebody had a misstep doesn't mean, because we're human, right? That's not the whole story. And that's not the end of the story. So those two things, amidst many other things, those two phrases stick with me today. And I just want to share them with you once again before I get out of your way. Remind yourself every day, I'm somebody. And do everything you can. Even when situations seem hopeless. Even when your own story seems hopeless. Keep hope alive. Somebody that you know needs to be encouraged with this short message. Somebody that you know. Somebody that you are in community with. Somebody that's in your family. You need to like this message because that helps the algorithm. Subscribe. That helps YouTube and other viewers know that there's something happening that they need to be a part of. And also, if you would share this message, I promise you somebody can benefit from this and it may help them have a brighter tomorrow. Thank you again for tuning in today. Thank you for being a part of the Grow Squad. Thank you for your attention to this message. And please don't forget to share it out. This week, last but not least, whatever you go through, make sure you're going, you're growing, and you're glowing every single day. See you next week. Take care. Peace.